threw something in the garbage this morning, or drank a glass of water, or flushed a toilet, you'll want to hear the latest news from Seattle Public Utilities. SPU says if their service continues as it currently is, rates will increase nearly 30% over the next 6 years. Now, most people don't want a bigger utility bill, so SPU is looking for a better solution. Ray Hoffman is the director. I asked Ray Hoffman why Seattle Public Utilities can't maintain the level of service at present level with these rates, and he said, well, it all comes down to regulation.
All of the services that we provide had their origins in either public health or public safety, and they are among the most highly regulated industries in this country, and the costs of those regulations are only going in one direction.
For example?
Over the next 12 years, the city is required under federal law to spend about $500 million to reduce the number of combined sewer overflows that go into our various water bodies.
How high might rates go?
If we do business as usual, the average customer is looking at their bill going up between 4.5% and 5% a year for each of the next 6 years. The mayor and the council have both expressed their desire to me to do everything we can to lower the size of that increase without significantly affecting service delivery.
That could be like 20 to 30 bucks a year every year for the next 6 years.
I believe so. My goal and my commitment to the mayor is that the final number that we come in with will be lower than the one that we surfaced a few weeks ago.
That was this number?
That was this number. So that means we've got to look long and hard at prioritizing. Perhaps we do less of certain things than we've done historically.
What might we do less?
Oh, some of our soft programs, educational programs, communication strategies. We might decide that we will not respond to water main breaks or wastewater breaks quite as quickly as possible. So, for instance, we have a goal of responding to all breaks, 90% of all breaks within 1 hour. If you lowered that and said, well, 90% in 2 hours, that would save you some money.
But is that where the costs are, or the costs in personnel for those softer programs you talked about?
Well, the costs, to give a feel for the numbers here, we are almost $700 million a year in operations and maintenance. $100 million of that is taxes. $130 million of that is debt service, paying our mortgage, paying our bills. Another $140 million is a payment to King County for wastewater treatment. And another $95 million is the payment to the private companies that collect, process, and dispose of all of our various materials. So when we're looking at the costs that we can control, we're dealing with a little bit less than $200 million on a $700 million annual price tag.
What are some of the options?
Well, some of the options are for what I would call a level of investment. We have known areas in the city that suffer from chronic flooding. A couple examples are the South Park neighborhood and the Broadview neighborhood. Those will not be cheap fixes. We have a decision to make about how quickly we address the issue or whether or not we spread it over time. The more quickly we address it, the higher the bill to the customers in the short term.
Do you have a sense of what the difference is between addressing it now and spreading it out?
Well, this is part of a pay me now or pay me later. What we do know is that the cost of fixing these things doesn't go down over time.
Ray Hoffman is the director of Seattle Public Utilities. One of the more controversial options is to move to a biweekly trash pickup. Other cities have done this. Maybe they've actually seen some reductions in trash generated. Why do they see reductions in trash generated?
Generally speaking, when you provide a customer with less frequent garbage collection and you also give them other choices, such as a container for their recyclables and or containers for their organics, the first thing they will try and do is stay with their current size garbage container. And what we've discovered is many people find that there are yet a few more things that they can separate out.
SPU's Citizen Review Panel came back resounding no on recommendations for a biweekly trash pickup. What do you think?
I think that this is one of those topics that whether or not our electeds decide to move forward, and by the way, we'll be briefing Mayor Murray on this topic this week. What we do know is this, is it's one big money saver for the city. If we went to every other week collection, we would save between $5 and $6 million a year. That said, one-third of our customers that participated in the pilot weren't excited about the proposition of moving to every other week collection.
No, and also if you save that kind of money at for the city level, you, those savings were not passed on at the same level to customers. They only saw a small fraction of reduction, right? How do you expect citizens to go along with that?
I think you're getting to the heart of the issue here, which is the decision that ultimately needs to be made is whether or not the savings justify the diminution in service level that our customers would experience.
That's Ray Hoffman. He's director of Seattle Public Utilities. The utilities company is soliciting feedback from citizens on their strategic plan about how they could keep costs down. To find out more about their public meetings and how to comment, you can go to seattle.gov/UTIL. You're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scherer with Marcy Silman.